here's a story from The World.
This week, South Africa halted its rollout of one of the main COVID vaccines, Oxford AstraZeneca. The timing is far from ideal. South Africa has been hit hard by the coronavirus. Tens of thousands of people have died, more than any other country on the continent. The World's Africa correspondent Halima Gikandi reports.
South Africa had its vaccine plan ready. This month, a million doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine arrived in the country. South Africa was already conducting a local trial of that vaccine, but it yielded some unexpected results. Minister of Health Zwelin Mkhize spoke about it during a recent press conference.
It was established that the AstraZeneca vaccine does not prevent mild to moderate disease of the 501Y.V2 variant.
The 501YV2 variant is the technical name for the variant that was identified in South Africa in November. Because of the findings, the government decided to temporarily halt the rollout of the AstraZeneca vaccine. Jeffrey Mfrele is a leading virologist and is a member of the country's Ministerial Advisory Group for Coronavirus. He says it wasn't an easy decision.
It is a difficult one for South Africa, especially because we already, made advances to use the vaccine. We have ordered the vaccine. We have got a stock in South Africa.
A difficult but necessary step, he said. He stresses that the AstraZeneca vaccine was a good option. It's cheap, stores easily, and works well against the original variant. But South Africa is in a unique situation. The new variant now accounts for most new coronavirus cases in the country. Scientists say it also spreads more easily.
I think ethically it will not be right, to use it. Because whether you like it or not, if people get a vaccine, they get a sense of protection.
South Africa has had to quickly change course with its vaccine rollout and deal with the social backlash and misunderstandings around the decision. Mfakhele says South Africans are no strangers to vaccines, but there's been misinformation and fake news around the COVID vaccine. Bongani Mazibuko is with the Democratic Nursing Organization of South Africa. He says the announcement caused confusion, even among health workers who will be the first to get the vaccine. Some are hesitant, he says.
And the hesitance is due to lack of information and the number of fake news that has been circulating.
Still, Mazibuko says he was happy about the announcement. For him, it's a sign that the government is being more transparent about its vaccination plan. Before, Mazibuko says the government wasn't communicating its plans with health workers. Now is a chance to rectify that.
We are currently in discussions with the provincial government on the vaccine rollout plan, so that we can be able to be on par and be able to give our members the correct information.
On Thursday, South Africa's president, Cyril Ramaphosa, said they had secured 9 million batches of a vaccine by Johnson & Johnson. That one is effective against moderate and severe cases of the new coronavirus variant. It's still waiting for regulatory approval, but the first batch of doses are expected to arrive in the country next week. That still leaves the question of what happens to the 1 million AstraZeneca doses left in the country. Minister of Health Zwelin Mkhize says there are options, including exchanging the vaccines with other countries.
There are already some countries who are asking that we must sell it to them. All we can say to our public is that we will not waste the money.
But this doesn't spell the end of the AstraZeneca vaccine in South Africa. The country's top scientists noted that the study doesn't indicate whether the AstraZeneca vaccine could protect against severe cases of the variant. They've said more research is needed. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization's expert panel has recommended countries continue to use the vaccine even with the presence of variants. The Africa Centers for Disease Control has said the same for countries that don't have the South Africa variant. Mfakhele, the vaccine expert, said this whole ordeal is a reality check. The virus is changing. So too will the vaccines.
I think that the way forward would be that the vaccines will be improved. They will be adapted. And I think that will solve the problem.
Multiple drug manufacturers have plans to develop next-generation vaccines that will protect against variants of the virus. For The World, I'm Halima Gikandi in Nairobi.